The Conservatives in Derby have pledged a fair deal to the motorist as part of their local election campaign. And the party's deputy leader Matthew Holmes believes that Labour could also be about to declare war on city motorists and businesses.
Our local manifesto for 2012 will be launched next week, but we're releasing details of what we're calling our fair deal for the Derby motorists in advance to coincide with the citywide flyer campaign. And as in previous years, we believe that the Conservatives in Derby are the only local political party that's supporting the motorist and also ensuring a fair balance is struck on local transport policy. So we're pledging that we won't introduce congestion charging or local road pricing. We're completely against the idea of a workplace parking levy, and we'll continue to remove fixed speed cameras and replace them with alternatives that improve road safety. We don't think that Derby can afford Labour, and there's a real chance that they'll declare war on the motorists if they take control of the council on May the 3rd. And it's our view that a workplace parking levy could be imposed in Derby, just as Labour have done in Nottingham this week. And that would be a real hammer blow to local businesses and their employees who could be charged hundreds of pounds a year just to park at the place of work. And that is why the Conservatives are ruling it out. And we think it's clear that Labour have a hidden agenda in Derby, the things that they just don't tell you about in their manifesto. For example, we know they've brought forward the idea of installing average speed enforcement cameras on stretches of Derby roads, again just as Nottingham City Council have done. And there's also a complete lack of clarity from Labour that the fixed speed cameras that have been removed in Derby but kept in storage won't just be quickly reinstalled under a Labour administration.